This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We direct your attention now to Securities and Exchange Commission Form S-1, a registration statement under the Securities Act of 1933, filed by Lyft Incorporated, San Francisco, California, USA, on this date. Or, in plain English, at long last, we have the first big ride-sharing company initial public offering, and it is not, as it happens, Uber. Marketplace's Jack Stewart takes a look at what this filing by Lyft tells us.
Lyft launched in 2012. In the filing today, the founders wrote, "In those early days, we were told we were crazy to think people would ride in each other's personal vehicles. Now, they're looking to raise $100 million by going public and also maintain control with super voting shares." Kathleen Smith at Renaissance Capital has been looking at the prospectus.
Our feeling is the numbers, certainly the top line numbers, look pretty good.
The filing shows Lyft lost nearly $1 billion in 2018, but its revenue was about $2.2 billion and its market share is growing. Its biggest investor is Japanese e-commerce company Rakuten, which owns 13%. General Motors and Alphabet, which is the parent of self-driving car company Waymo, both have smaller stakes and both have a specific interest in the transportation data that Lyft collects. Susan Shaheen is at the Transportation Sustainability Research Center at UC Berkeley.
Companies like Lyft and others are moving into the space and mobility services.
Investors are betting those services like bikes, scooters, and a platform for sharing cars could help prepare for any decline in private vehicle sales. Lyft has beaten its bigger ride-hail rival Uber to an IPO, but there's no big advantage to that, says Barrett Daniels at Deloitte & Touche.
I think people may be reading too much into this in that there's a technical component, when maybe it's just a friendly competition to see who can get out first.
Lyft did score a good stock symbol on the NASDAQ, LYFT. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Don't underestimate a good ticker, by the way. One does wonder who has UBER.